54 degrees now in Lynchburg and Bedford, 54 in Alta Vista, 55 in Danville, and 54 in Roanoke and Salem. Got some clouds out here and there, but hopefully.
I got a story for you.
You do?
Yeah.
All right.
First, I have a song.
Okay.
Oh,
Jailhouse Rock.
Yeah. Little Elvis for you this morning.
I don't know how many people would think that the Jailhouse Rocks, but, you know.
Well, maybe this mother does. A mother of three in Germany decided to choose jail time instead of paying a parking fine. So, and you can appreciate this being a mom. So she could get rest from her demanding children and lazy husband. The mom said she was looking forward to food and a hot shower every day without having to cook and wash and clean for everyone else.
Wow. Now we're kids, did it say?
It didn't.
Man. Mothers all over Germany are like parking in front of hydrants, you know, parking for 5 hours in the 2 hour time place.
Right. Please arrest me.
So they put you in jail if you don't pay your parking tickets. Yeah, wow.
Sounds like it.
Huh.
They're so mean there.
Must have.
They would never do that here. They'd say, oh, here, take $25 and go home.
That's right. Here's we won't take your license or anything.
Right.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Here's an ice cream and a hug.
Are you registered as a Democrat yet?
Here we go. Oh, that's not nice.
I'm sorry.
It's true, but it's not nice. Well, the Chatham Rotary Club has something. It makes me really excited to see these stories again.
Yes.
Because, you know, last summer was so funky.
It was a drag.
It was kind of a drag, no doubt. Chatham Rotary Club now is planning a hometown celebration in and around Chatham for the 4th of July weekend.
Amen.
Didn't Joe say 4th?
We can all be out by the 4th?
I don't know. We're going out. We're coming out, ready or not. That's right. Mm-hmm. Opening ceremony for the Field of Honor will be on Saturday the 3rd. And the display will run from the 3rd until the 24th. Anyone can purchase a flag to honor their personal hero. That's pretty cool.
Nice.
I like it.
Nice. I like it. Yeah. You could even honor a mom that does the dishes and your clothes and make sure you get there on time.
Mm-hmm.
Or your wife. She does all those for me.
You know what else they're doing?
Oh, what?
I need to go do this.
What?
As part of their parade.
Uh-huh.
The Pennsylvania Pet Center is planning a star-spangled mutt strut.
A mutt strut. I love that.
Yes.
I love that.
I would have quite the motley crew there.
you would get
Baxter and Winston and little red, white, and blue ties on and, you know.
Yeah, you get them. You start with your, would you go with the small up to the big just to mess them up? Or would you go to the big to the small?
Well, the littles never like to be in the back.
So they would have to leave.
And Dallas is never in a hurry. So we'd have to go smallest
small to big.
To biggest. Yeah, that's what we'd have to do.
Yeah. Speaking of big, you were showing me some pictures of the Rottweilers during news break. It was like ginormous.
There's some big dogs.
Hmm.
Some big dogs. Wow. But some of the other things that they're doing is, which I just think this has such a great hometown feel.
Mm-hmm.
Friends of the Library is doing a book sale. The Garden Club is sponsoring a patriotic decorating contest for local homes and businesses. Wouldn't that be fun to drive around and check out?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So, hometown Americana. Good job, Chatham.
I think we're going to come out of the proverbial pandemic closet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ready or not, here we come.
That's exactly right.
Ready or not, Joe, we're coming out and we're probably not wearing masks, especially if we're outside.
I wasn't sure where you were going there. And we're probably not wearing clothes. But well, you said coming out.
We're not wearing a facial garment.
There you go. I got
something.
It.
I don't know.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm excited about, you know, just some of the things that are happening this summer. And it's good to see people out and you know, the weather's nice enough out now. Restaurants, a lot of them had, you know, the heaters during the, you know, the early spring.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're not really into summer, I guess, anyway, but we're getting close. But they were encouraging people to eat outside as much as possible, and we didn't really have that bad of a winter, honestly.
Look, the thing that I think we have learned from all of this is that being, you know, better at washing your hands and staying distant when you don't feel well.
Right.
Is helping a lot. I mean, we've had fewer illnesses in general, mm-hmm, like the flu the stomach flu and the colds and
those all
that
stuff.
They're all down. Mm-hmm. And that's because people have been doing a better job at just washing their hands. And so those are good habits to have learned. It's a big price to pay to get good habits. But but that is something that we've learned.
Sure.
Here's something else that we're learning that we want to make sure that we make clear and pass on to you so that you can pass it on to other people. You know, a lot of people have been freaking out over gas the Colonial Pipeline.
Yes.
And all of this stuff. First of all, everybody just needs to calm down.
Yeah, because you're going to create a shortage.
This is going to be the new toilet paper shortage if we're not careful. Most of the gas in our listening area doesn't even come, this is my understanding, doesn't even come from the Colonial Pipeline.
Okay.
It comes from Plantation Pipeline, I think is what it's called.
Okay.
So don't go out and start hoarding gas and creating an issue, not to mention a fire hazard in your shed.
Exactly. Great point.
You know, just calm down and everything will be fine.
Running around with, you know, gallon milk jugs putting gas in it, which is, that's not allowed, actually.
Back in the day, though, you saw it all the time. Right. You'd see somebody walking down with their pet dairy jug full of gasoline.
Yeah. Yeah, use the extra thick
plastic.
They're not made to hold gasoline. It's a thin wall. And believe it or not,
and with the recycling getting thinner all the time,
and gas can work on that plastic pretty easily, can get punctured, and then you know the rest of the story.
But it is important to remember not to panic, don't hoard, you know, just chill out.
And the prices are going up an average, I think it said, of 6 cents a gallon. Is that what you're seeing? That's the story I saw yesterday. Yeah.
But I mean, everything is sneaking up.
Yeah.
That's for sure. So just, you know, just kind of keep your cool and everything will be fine. Yeah. One of the things that we talked about yesterday, you know, Mondays are Medical Mondays. Yep. And we had part one of a two-part series with Dr. Kathy on mental health. And we were talking about the importance of mental health and how it's kind of taken its toll on us with the whole quarantine and all of that. A lot of people, you know, dealing with more anxiety, more depression, that type of thing. It's not uncommon. Everybody deals with it at one time or another. You're not alone with it.
Exactly.
We talked a little bit about the stigma of that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you missed that yesterday, make sure that you check it out. You can go to our SoundCloud and always get the entire interview with Dr. Kathy every week.
Yeah, you can get it there. You can get our whole show. You can get Janet's Five and Dine, all the interviews that we do, but Dr. Kathy specifically. Go to VTRN and you just simply type in on SoundCloud, The Morning Jam on VTRN. The Morning Jam on VTRN. Thomas has called in. Want to talk about gas prices. Good morning.
Hi, guys. Janet, does that mean I can't fill my pool up with gas?
I wouldn't recommend it. That's just my opinion.
I can put a top on. I got one of those siphon hoses. You know, just whatever you do with that stuff.
I think it might get diluted pretty quick, though.
Yeah, really.
Probably would. And Mark, please keep your mask on, okay?
Okay, I will.
And along with everything else you're supposed to be wearing. I heard that episode earlier. That was kind of scary. But hey, don't feel bad. I'm about as old as you are, so, you know, we kind of have to watch what we do.
Well, Thomas, would you feel so inclined to join me on Thursday evening for my Zumbathon that I'm going to help raise money for the Liberty Godparent Home? And
I would love to if we have an oxygen tank, paramedic bed, and 2 shots of sipping whiskey for me to go. I'll be happy to do that.
Well, I tell you what, you can sip on your oxygen tank along with your sweet tea, and maybe give a little bit towards the Liberty Godparent Home. I'm not putting you on the spot, but consider it. That's all I ask. And say a prayer for me that I don't collapse.
I need to lose weight because I'm genesting. I've lost some weight, but not a whole lot. Is that this Thursday? What time is it?
I believe it's 7 o'clock. Is that right,
mm-hmm.
Jan?
Yeah.
7 o'clock.
So how do I get to zoom into you and see you doing your Zumba?
You know what? I'm going to find that all out.
Yeah,
I am not totally.
We got to get the links up for that.
And,
so
yeah.
we'll have to.
And
go ahead,
Janet. Are you zooming to him, or are you just going to let him do it all himself?
I will be supporting him. I'm supporting him by helping create his outfit, which is going to be spectacular. Ooh. By the way,
yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Is he going to be a Superman or Flash?
He's going to be Richard Simmons. He's got to be a sports. Ooh. He has to be inspiring to get people moving,
right,
and grooving. Who does that better than
Richard Simmons?
Than Richard, yeah, Simmons? Right, nobody.
Exactly.
Is he still living?
He is. As a matter of fact, I've got an update on him, actually.
Oh boy!
So
he's got to be 100 and what? 50
bucks? No, he's 71.
71. Oh really? He's only 71.
I mean, he does really good for 71.
Okay.
I give him credit.
Yeah, and look, hey, thank you for calling this morning.
Yeah, appreciate it, Tom.
I met Richard Simmons.
Did
he
you?
Ended up
okay.
being one of the nicest celebrities I ever met.
Really? Okay.
He was just a sweet person. You totally understand why people connect with him. He just does a really, really good job. But I mean, he kind of disappeared for about 6 years.
Okay.
And then he started showing up again during the pandemic.
Right.
He started, you know, doing a little bit more stuff on YouTube and that mm-hmm. type of thing. Now he's back trying to, you know, encourage people to get up and get moving because of the pandemic. He came out to comfort people dealing with a pandemic, and he re-released some of the workouts and other inspirational content, and yeah, so it's kind of cool.
Okay.
He was the focus of a popular podcast called Missing Richard Simmons, which I listened to.
Okay.
And he still hasn't decided if and when he'll make an official return to the spotlight.
Okay.
But he did come out and make some things during the pandemic, you know, just encouraging people to keep moving and that type of thing. He was very, very dedicated to his mother, and I think he lost his mother, and that was really hard on him.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But he stopped what we were doing. Apparently, he called his mother at the same time every day, like 9
really?
O'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Well, he seems to be a nice guy.
So we were trying to decide, did we go with the red sparkly Richard Simmons, the iconic, you know, look that every, you know, everybody remembers him for? Or so we're just going to pay homage with your outfit to Richard Simmons without going full on Richard Simmons. Do you have your little afro?
I yes.
Okay, you need
I
to
have,
find that.
I have. It's not the rainbow one. I thought it was rainbow one. I've got my Peter Frampton.
Yeah, that works.
You know, wig still.
That, oh, you're good. Then that will 100% work. No problem.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can't get the information, and maybe people could even make a donation.
Yes.
To this Zumbathon.
Okay.
Because the work they do there is really, really good. We need to talk to them.
Okay.
Maybe we can get them on tomorrow or Thursday.
Okay.
To talk about the work that they yeah. do and where
I'll
the money is going
to
go.
The young lady. Her name slips my mind.
It's
at the
about
moment.
It's about a lot more than just making fun of Mark. That's all I'm saying.
Are you sure about that?
Well, no, this is just like a benefit.
Oh,
this
the
is
benefit
just the bonus.
To throw me under the bus. Okay.
That's right. This is like that thing where it's like you get 50% more.
Right.
Buy this at regular price and get more. So it's like that.
Okay. All right.
We'll
Good
be
enough.
Back. Thanks for joining us on the Morning Jam. Our number is 434-534-8500, or you can call us toll free, 866-916-3776.
You put it on your toast and on the radio at daybreak. The Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m.
Talking with Greg Walker. He's the general manager at Feller Chevrolet on Main Street in Alta Vista. We're glad you're here with us today. We want to talk about your business in light of, I guess, the new normal is what people call it. It's kind of changed things around. We've been talking about how people haven't been maintaining their bodies like they need to. They may not be maintaining their cars like they need to either. Right now, and that's important. That's the life of your car.
Yeah, it is important to maintain the car. These cars today are made so much better than years back, and if you maintain them properly, you can get a lot of life out of them. we have customers come in with cars well over 100,000 miles.
Right.
But they do the proper maintenance at a quality shop, and they're happy with that.
And that's what we're going to talk about today is the service department at Feller Chevrolet. You want to make sure the life of your car is going to be as long as possible. Fellers can help you out.
Well, most of the cars today, of course, there's a lot of technology in them, and all our techs are certified through GM. I've got three techs that have been with me over 20 years. Mm. We just have the experience and the know-how. We get cars from other shops, other dealers from time to time because we have the tools and the knowledge.
And that's important for people to know. Just because it's not a Chevrolet doesn't mean Fellers can't take care of you.
Oh, that's correct. We work on all kinds of foreign and domestic vehicles. Of course, warranty work. We're strictly GM, but we can do warranty work on other GM products besides Chevrolet, so Cadillac, Buick.
So your service department has just an excellent reputation. You were talking about your GM certified fellas. I mean, they've got decades of experience.
Yeah, and we're real fortunate, especially one of the guys, he's real technical, so he can work on the computers and things of that nature. It's a whole different world out there, and the equipment you have to get to work on these cars are expensive, so the smaller shops are kind of left out of the newer models.
Greg Walker, General Manager at Feller Chevrolet in Alta Vista, thanks for serving the community like you do.
It's the Morning Jam, 8:22. Mark Lamb here with you along with Janet Rose. We've covered a lot of ground today. And we had a lot of craziness, too. We had our interview with Robert Cook. He kind of broke down the whole process of what happened on Saturday and how the Republican Party, hopefully, as we move forward, will make it a little bit easier for folks to get involved with the whole delegate process and how they're going to unpack and look at what happened Saturday. Of course, we know now that Glenn Youngkin will be the Republican nominee, and they're still waiting to finish counting the votes for lieutenant governor. We have our attorney general for the state of Virginia running in the Republican nomination process as one theirs. So we'll know who the whole package is, all three of them. I would guess, Janet, by the end of the week, we'll know.
Yeah.
I would think.
I think so.
And then they'll go to work and start taking on what looks like will be Terry McAuliffe and all the Democrats. It'll be a good race. It'll be fun to cover, I think.
Well, I mean, maybe. I'm just so been there, done that with McAuliffe that it's a little painful
right.
to think that that's the best you've got is Terry McAuliffe,
right.
who's not even really a Virginian.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can just hear him speak and you're like, what on earth is going on?
Right, there? Exactly.
We were talking about the gas prices a few minutes ago about, you know, don't panic and, you know, freak out. Somebody texted in, somebody should start a rumor of a shortage of jobs. Then everybody will panic and maybe get one of those. that's a good idea.
Who said that?
I like it. Let's do that. I don't know.
That's reverse psychology, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I think it's good.
Hey, the weather has been getting better. It's motorcycle weather. I was out Saturday, and there was a group of, I think, about 40 motorcycles. And let me tell you what, they were loud and proud. They passed me going 29 south. If you, if you're one of those type of guys or gals that likes two wheels versus four, you want to check out 2GoMoto.com. If you like looking for that sporty apparel, like, you know, boots or jackets or even pants and gloves, helmets, all the accessories that you would need to be able to ride safely on the streets and even on the dirt, go to Moto.com. They have all that kind of stuff, and they have the parts for your motorcycles as well. You want to check them out at their website. Visit GoToMoto.com. And make sure you're taking care of all your motorcycle needs with those folks. And we just want to say thanks for standing alongside the Virginia Talk Radio Network and specifically the Morning Jam.
So we had someone send in some of the results of the GOP ballots that were cast.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were talking about Amanda Chase possibly running as an independent, which we think was maybe not be the best thing.
And
James texted in and said, it's all academic now, but the Amanda Chase supporters were far more likely to vote my candidate or no one.
Mm-hmm.
So while others would give a second choice.
Right.
26% of the people who voted for her as the number one said, you know, I'm not going to vote for anybody else.
Really?
That's my only choice.
Interesting.
13% of Cox's did that.
Wow.
11% of Duran, 5% of Johnson, and 4% of De La Pena.
Okay.
So, well, interesting.
I'm always amazed, Janet. We've talked about this before, how the Democrats all play from the same hymn book, even if they don't necessarily like who's directing the choir.
Huh.
And you know, my thing is, do you want Terry McAuliffe? I think our best bet at this point now, you know, because for lack of a better term, the delegates have spoken, and Glenn Youngkin is the Republican. I just don't see an independent being able to pull it off. I'm trying to remember the last time an independent won, and I think that was the guy in Minnesota, the former wrestler guy, you remember? I can't remember his name off the top of my head. He was an independent that won, but it happens so rare, and unless there is a huge, and I mean a huge, following, no matter who the person is, the chances are they
Ventura.
Use, yeah, Ventura, Jesse Ventura.
Ventura.
So it happens so rare.
Well, and for, you know, we've got listeners who are trying to explain the whole primary ranked ballots and all that, because they're like, oh, you know, in all this time we've never done it this way, and you know, one texter said in 74 years we haven't had a liberal controlling government that has closed our society when we sneezed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's we're in a different place for sure.
Yeah.
With this, so it's going to be interesting. I also had some some interesting comments about your musical ability. I missed
my
this
musical
one.
Ability.
Maybe a little bit.
What?
Just maybe.
I mean, I sang along with Buck Owens a little, maybe.
Yeah,
today.
You did. You know, we were talking yesterday about which instrument did you get when you were in
trumpet, yeah.
In elementary school, but like in the elementary school, like the triangle, did you get the triangle or the
I got to use it a
maracas
couple times,
or whatever. Yeah. Somebody had said, I teach elementary school and only the kids who behave got instruments. Maybe Mark didn't follow directions. Maybe
Ooh.
That's why he didn't get his.
Oh.
His maybe Gee. Music time just didn't matter.
Wow. They must have.
To you so
they've
much.
They've been checking with some of my teachers that are still alive, apparently.
Doing their homework,
mm-hmm.
maybe.
I was a little bit of a troubled child, I have to admit.
And then they also want to know, are you going to be as high energy as Richard Simmons when you're doing your
nope.
Zumba?
Nope.
Why?
Because if I...
If you try to talk and move, you'll
if,
pass out.
You know, the rabbit and the turtle. If you want to see me at any length doing this thing, I'm going to be moving like a turtle. Because if I start out of the gate like a jackrabbit...
What if they play something like "I'm So Excited" by the Pointer Sisters? You can't.
You see
move.
This right here? You see what I'm doing right now? This is called the John Candy Squirrel Dance. Okay, my wife knows exactly what it is.
Uh-huh.
I'll be doing a lot of that.
Yeah,
I did that when
yeah.
I danced the disco back in the 70s.
So you do. So you don't. Oh, hold on. I'm going to see if I can get this on film. So what? So do a little bit of that. All right,
mm-hmm.
That's your squirrel dance.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's some
that's
other
it.
Moves you might try? Oh.
I just, it's a variation of the squirrel dance.
Squirrel dance variations. You do doing the Travolta at all? Yeah, that right. Yeah, okay. All right, I like it. It works for me.
It works for me, too.
That's pretty funny. I'll be putting that up on. And look, you're already winded, and that was chair dancing.
Stop. Thomas was talking about oxygen.
Like, get you a little loop in as you're doing.
Say, what's that? Is he wearing a speaker? No, that's oxygen.
I could bedazzle it for you.
I'm sure you could.
Maybe they won't notice if I bedazzle it.
We can only hope they don't notice.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. We've got Niecy Payne on the way. She's
yep.
going to do some local headlines for you, and we'll be back with more stories that impact you when you're living in Roanoke on the South Side or in Lynchburg. Thanks for listening to The Morning Jam on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I'm not afraid to CBS News brief. Kids as young as 12 could be getting Pfizer's COVID vaccine tomorrow after an FDA okay.
There's an ACIP meeting, the advisory committee to the CDC. It's meeting on Wednesday. I spoke to the CDC. It's highly expected it's going to be approved then. And that means the vaccine is already in distribution centers. It's already in vaccines. That people could get it as soon as Wednesday.
CBS Dr. John LaPook. Pipeline hack attack. This Tallahassee gas station attendant's watching his supply tanks drop.
They don't know exactly when they're going to be able to distribute more gas.
The ransomware attacks disrupted shipments of gas, diesel, and jet fuel across the southeast. Colonial Pipeline hoping to restore service later this week. On Capitol Hill, Illinois' Adam Kinzinger will be one of the few House Republicans voting to keep Liz Cheney in her leadership role tomorrow.
What she is being removed for is making it uncomfortable and being consistent. And God bless her for having the consistency to tell the truth.
Cheney has refused to support former President Trump's false narrative of a stolen election. CBS News brief from Vicki Barker.
Good morning, I'm Niecy Payne in the WDBJ 7 newsroom with your Virginia Talk Radio Network news update. Glenn Youngkin has won the Republican Party's nomination for the governor of Virginia. In the sixth round of counting, he received more than 54% of the votes compared to Pete Snyder at 45%. This is Youngkin's first run for elective office. The city of Radford has taken its first step toward increasing tax on cigarettes and tobacco products in the community. At Monday night's council meeting, there was a unanimous vote to increase the rate in the city from 15 cents to 40 cents. The mayor says it could help bring thousands of dollars in revenue. There will be a second reading of the ordinance on May 24th. If passed, it would go into effect 30 days later. And help with paying for internet access is headed to families in Virginia. The Emergency Broadband Benefit Program will launch on Wednesday. It will provide a $50 credit to internet bills for low-income families. I'm Niecy Payne. Join us for WDBJ 7 Morning from 4:30 until 7 each weekday morning.
A Morning Jam conversation with Colt from We Fix Stupid Computers.
Trend of the last several weeks is people are trying to do their taxes and they go to download and install TurboTax, for example, and they use that last year, but now it won't run. Well, they didn't realize that they still had Windows 7 or didn't realize it wouldn't work. So it used to be where even though Windows 7 was no longer supported by Microsoft and a lot of people just kind of blew it off, said, well, I like it, I'm going to use it anyway. Now they're putting their foot down and some new software won't install on that platform. So case in point, we do a lot of QuickBooks support. Now, I'm not an accountant, but I do the QuickBooks setup and so forth. I came in one morning to do my quarterly taxes, and it would not load up, so I had to quickly put it on a Windows 10 and get that going. So we see people come in, so we're doing, some computers can be upgraded from 7 to 10, and it'll run well. Others can't, and we will work with them to get a new computer or refurbish their old one.
Call us at We Fix Stupid Computers, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., 434-525-8590. That's 434-525-8590.
If you're a business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. A local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person who will steer them right. Hi, I'm Chip Harvey.
And I'm Kim Gardner. And as State Farm agents, we're no different. We run a small business too, so we're perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. So stop in and talk with me, Kim Gardner, in the Amalon Shopping Center in Madison Heights.
Or me, Chip Harvey, on Timberlake Road next to McDonald's. And let's talk about your small business insurance today.
It's time for your Morning Jam forecast, brought to you by WDBJ7.
I'm meteorologist Brent Wyatt. Sunshine today. Look for a high near 70, turning partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Cool, lows at 45. Sunshine returning on Wednesday with a high of 67 and a low of 42. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs at 71. And we can't rule out a stray shower as we head into Thursday night, lows in the mid-40s. And sunshine coming back on Friday with a high near 70 degrees.
Currently 55 degrees in Lynchburg, 55 in Bedford, 57 in Danville, and 55 in Roanoke and Salem.
So many times I hit the button before it actually lit up. Me and Matt are having problems today.
It's really funny to me when you point to me to go and I go, and then it's like, okay, no.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, I should
now
always
I'm going to go.
At the light.
And now, no. And now I'm going to go.
Poor Matt. Poor me.
It's all right.
It's a guy's day.
You'll be okay.
We need to have a superhero day. Maybe pancakes like all the nice people at Centra.
You just want to wear a cape, that's all.
7,500 people that are caregivers, and we celebrated them in the last hour. Anyway, we'll continue to say kudos to you guys, but in the meantime, we're going to talk about the Goodwill Industries of the Roanoke Valley. We'll host a community career resource fair May the 15th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. the Goodwill Roanoke Jobs Campus at 2502 Melrose Avenue, Northwest Roanoke. And these guys are working in conjunction with the Kiwanis Clubs, Shiloh Baptist Church. It's going to be a fun day, and it's going to have some fun things to do. Also, expose some folks to some possibilities for some jobs. Goodwill says there's going to be 20 employers there at the event. So if you're thinking about, you know, I think I'm ready to go back to work because the economy needs me, my community needs me, why don't you check out this job fair? It's going to be, again, May 15th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. 20 employers. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Authorities announced yesterday that a Lynchburg man was convicted for two counts of murder in the 2020 Norton House shooting on October 12th of 2020. Law enforcement officers responded to an emergency call of an individual firing a gun at a residence located on Gardner Hollow Road in the city of Norton. When officers arrived, they located 27-year-old Manuel Soto holding a rifle and several bullet holes in the side of the residence and within the home, and he has received 3 years.
Okay. We talked about it in our first hour, the folks down at the Lynchburg Daily Bread doing such a great job. They're actually renovating the building so they can have two particular lines go through a walk-through, drive-through kind of scenario. And you can be able to pick up your meal. Tracy Dixon and her team working really, really hard. Janet, we mentioned in the first hour, with these renovations, they're going to be able to serve up to 485 more people a day because of what they're doing. If you want to line yourselves with a good organization, that would be Lynchburg Daily Bread, meeting the needs of those that are hungry in the Lynchburg area.
Well, if you're traveling through Montgomery County, you might want to look for an alternative route this morning due to an extension of a lane closure on I-81 South for paving operations. VDOT says the southbound right lane and right shoulder will be closed from mile marker 116 to 113 on I-81 until later on in the day today. VDOT's online traffic map also shows a closure at the south entrance ramp until 8:30, there's quite a bit of slowdown through there, so you might want to check out that site.
Okay.
And try to avoid 81 if you can.
Let's try to avoid something, Janet. That video that you took, you're not going to post that, right? You're just sending it to my wife.
Of you doing the squirrel dance?
Yeah.
It's so good. Right now, I'm just keeping it for my own enjoyment.
okay.
I kind of look at it as, you know, insurance.
Insurance? Oh, if I ever get out of
like
line.
Like, if you ever get out of line, don't make me post the squirrel dancing video. I will do it.
This is the blackmail.
Although, you know, for chair dancing, it was pretty good.
It could go viral. Or it could go really bad, one of the two.
Oh, boy.
You know, viral used to be something bad. Oh, geez, really? You've gone viral?
Oh, well, I
really, they got a pill for that.
I think if they saw this video, they would agree that it's pretty bad. I mean, if you think about it, some of the most popular viral videos aren't necessarily, you know,
necessarily good quality.
They're not necessarily good. Sometimes it's good things happening.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's little children singing sweet songs or something like that. But sometimes it's, you know, a guy running his head through the side of a upright pool,
right?
You know, or trying to jump off a rooftop into a pile of snow or something.
Like Thomas, you want to fill your pool with gas and then you do it.
Oh, my word.
Wow.
Yes, please don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's not a good idea. So a new list has been released. These 25 towns in Virginia have the best main streets that you just have to go see.
Really? Any in our listening area?
Yeah, actually, okay, there are. Alta Vista made the list. It was number two.
Way to go.
Offers a scenic stroll through the late 19th and 20th century in Virginia. And, of course, it grew up around the railroad industry, and it features the Avoca Museum, which is gorgeous.
Right.
If you've never been to the Avoca Museum or an event at the Avoca.
I did a wedding there.
It is like stepping back in time.
Yeah, it is.
It's really beautiful. Mm. Bedford made the list. They were number four.
Okay, wow.
And best known as the hometown of the Bedford Boys.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of history there, including, you know, that story. National D-Day Memorial has been named the number one attraction in Virginia by TripAdvisor.
Oh,
and,
cool.
Of course, there's Peaks of Otter there close by.
Lovely.
The historic district. And it has lots of beautiful natural attractions as well. Others that made the list include Berryville, Blackstone, mm-hmm. Bristol made the list, Culpeper, Farmville, mm-hmm. Franklin, Fredericksburg, Harrisburg, Hopewell, Luray. And Lynchburg made the list at number 15.
Okay, cool.
Known as the City of Seven Hills.
Yeah.
And then they made that list as well.
Right now it's the City of Seven Main Streets tore up.
We won't talk about that.
I'm surprised we made it with the current construction, but I guess you have to look past that.
Right. Martinsville also made the list, South Boston, mm-hmm. Stanton, Waynesboro, Winchester. We're going to put a list to this story so you can read up all about it. The number one, though,
okay.
is certainly an area that I'm very familiar with. It's in Southwest Virginia, and that is Abingdon.
Okay.
And it is a beautiful little town.
Okay.
There's no doubt about that. Just
I like
gorgeous.
It.
So we'll put that link up on our Facebook page. Kind of a fun way as people are thinking about now getting on those road trips mm-hmm. and maybe actually getting away
yeah.
for a weekend or
yeah.
a week.
Yeah, or a day trip even.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll take it. Hey, we got Mark on the line. Wanted to talk a little bit about the Republican nomination process. Good morning, Mark.
Hi. Glenn Youngkin was not my choice. I was for Pete Snyder, but I'm going to be supporting him because we know what Terry McAuliffe is going to do.
Yeah,
right.
And I just want to harken back to 1993 when George Allen got the nomination to run for governor, and it was in a convention, by the way,
mm-hmm.
And Mike Ferris was nominated as lieutenant governor and Jim Gilmore for attorney general. A lot of people in the Republican Party talk big tent. They're always the moderates. Whenever we nominate conservatives, and especially a real conservative, movement conservative, they don't want to support them. And Mike Ferris did not win. Gilmore won,
mm-hmm.
Allen won, but Ferris didn't win
mm-hmm.
Because he was an evangelical Christian, and many in the Republican Party at that time would not support him. And the interesting thing was Mike Ferris got 15%, as I recall, of the black vote.
Wow.
Way more. You know, people talking about Trump getting 17%
yeah.
of the black vote. Ferris got 15% of the black vote because he went into the black community, talked about school choice, because Mr. Ferris was the president of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association.
Oh, okay.
I homeschooled my kids.
Mm-hmm.
I was very familiar with Mike Ferris. I supported Mike Ferris. I supported everybody. You know, as I said, Youngkin wasn't my first choice. I was for Pete Snyder, but I'm supporting the entire ticket.
Yep.
Right, and that's...
We have got to get rid of
yeah.
these Democrats.
And
we have
that's
to.
The way it has to be. Mm-hmm. A vote is a chess move.
Exactly.
It
and,
is.
You know, the people who voted only on one for one person, they had no say in anything else that went on
right.
after that.
Yep.
And that was very foolish on their point, mm-hmm. on their part.
And but, they don't you know, understand that it's a long game.
They really
game.
Didn't care who won. It was only their one little candidate, and they're not looking at the whole good of the party.
Right.
You know, we had to get the most electable conservative that mm-hmm. we could get.
Mm-hmm.
This is how it worked out.
Yep.
And I can't wait to vote because we don't need the used car salesman for a second run.
Oh, no. You're right. Absolutely, Mark. Hey, thanks for calling in, bud.
Okay.
Yeah, he's right. I mean, we've got to, and the used car salesman analogy is perfect for Terry McAuliffe.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I feel about the guy. And
look, he has wasted no time in putting up these just bleeding heart, feel good. You know, nobody would give my daddy a chance after he did time in jail, but Terry McAuliffe did, and he gave him a chance. And there are some of those stories,
mm-hmm.
but there are also stories of people that were you know, let go and have been released from prison across the country
right.
due to overcrowding and
right.
then the whole, you know, all the where horrible things.
Yeah, I just heard about a murder that took place. Somebody got released. He murdered somebody.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast this morning, and I forget which state it was, but you know, the man had been released because of overcrowding, and I mean, I don't even think he was out 2 weeks before he murdered a young woman.
Wow.
I mean, this is very serious. You have overcrowded prisons. You know, Virginia just got rid of the death penalty, so you don't have, you know, that's not a threat anymore.
Right.
I mean, it's going to be a mess if we don't do something about it.
Yeah,
that's
sure
for
thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
5 and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They are the area's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg. And they do fresh cut meats, and they grind their meats every day fresh, and they have a meat staff there that is really going to make sure that you're taken care of. Not only do they have great meat department, this week they have fresh corn on sale, yellow, white, bicolor, all on sale this week at F&L Market, and that is one of the ingredients you're going to need for this Mexican corn salad. You're going to start with ingredients for your salad. That's going to include a head of romaine lettuce chopped up into half-inch pieces, a medium bell pepper, any color that you choose, a half of a medium-sized red onion that you've sliced pretty thin, and a medium zucchini that has been diced, 4 medium tomatoes seeded and diced, 4 ears of fresh corn. And you're going to cut that off the cob. You know, don't need to cook it or anything. Just cut it off the cob. Scrape those cobs into your pan as well. And you're going to add in 1.5 can of black beans that you've drained and rinsed, and 1/2 cup of finely chopped cilantro. And put that all in there and toss it together. Then you're going to make this dressing to go over the top. 1/4 cup of fresh lime juice, fresh squeezed lime juice. 2 tablespoons of honey. 1/2 teaspoon of cumin. 1 clove of finely minced garlic. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 2 tablespoons each of canola and extra virgin olive oil. Then you're going to whisk that together. Put in some fresh ground black pepper and a little bit of salt, and you're going to toss that over all those veggies that you've put together. Then at the very end, you're going to take 6 6-inch corn tortillas, cut them into strips, toss them with some canola oil and some sea salt, and toast them up in the oven. Put those on top, and you are good to go. Now, if you want to make this an entree salad, you need a little protein. Try throwing in some grilled chicken on top of it. Such a great dish. Check it out by going to our Facebook page and typing in Janet's 5 and Dine and being a part of that group. You'll see all the recipes that we share that are brought to you by F&L Market. Go by and see Todd and the crew today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. F&L Market, their meat is a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, save on North Carolina sweet potatoes, 59 cents a pound, vine ripe tomatoes, 99 cents a pound. Family pack bone-in assorted pork chops, $1.99 a pound. Boneless chuck roast, $5.29 a pound. Grade A medium eggs are 5 for $5. Fresh green cabbage, 59 cents a pound. Fresh corn, yellow, white, or bicolor, 5 for $2.99. And Nestle water is $2.99 for a 24-pack. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
Hi, I'm Sherry Brady with Apex Home Loans. With all the talk about today's low interest rates, you may have wondered whether now might be a good time for you to refinance your home loan. If so, I would love to talk with you about it and discover how I can best help you. I'll create an in-depth analysis for you, comparing your current loan to several refinance options and taking into consideration your long and short-term plans. Then I'll make recommendations to you as to what I believe the best solution would be to accomplish your goals. I have more than 20 years' experience helping people obtain the best home loan possible, and I would love to help you too. Ready to explore your options? Then visit our website at lynchburglender.com to connect with me online, or you can call or text me directly at 434-238-8984. Again, that's online at lynchburglender.com, or call or text me at 434-238-8984.
Sherry Brady, NMLS ID 217258. Apex Home Loans, NMLS ID 2884. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Sinking concrete around your home? It's time to protect your home with Fortress Foundation Solutions. When you call, we'll lift and restore concrete on driveways, walkways, patios, pool decks, and slabs. Eliminate trip hazards and pooling water problems. Contact Fortress Foundation Solutions for your free estimate.
For the next few seconds, picture yourself retired. However you picture your retirement, planning early is the best way to make it happen.
State Farm agents Mallory Teagarden and Lori Watkins are here in the Central Virginia community to help.
We can chat with you about the kind of retirement you want and then help you find the best ways to save for it.
A little today can add up for a lot tomorrow, so get started now.
Call State Farm agent Lori Watkins or Mallory Teagarden in the Central Virginia community.
And picture yourself happy.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Step into the fast lane Monday through Friday afternoons from 5 to 6 as we talk tech, UVA, Liberty, and more. So join us on the CBS Sports Radio Lynchburg app. Ask Alexa and Google Home stream CBS Sports Radio Lynchburg. And of course, 93.3 FM, 1320 AM Lynchburg.
Our Jim Dandy in the studio right now. It's our producer, Matt Lehman. Hey, Matt.
Morning, everyone.
So you had an opportunity that few have had.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
We learned not from you, but from Salty, mm-hmm. that you ran into Salty while voting on Saturday.
Notice he didn't come in and talk about that with us. We're wondering why.
His little secret there. So that was your first time meeting Salty.
It was.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. And shame on me for wearing a WIQO hat. That should have been my first tip off.
I was inviting trouble. Let that be a lesson to you.
Yes.
But he did come bearing snacks, so that was good.
Yes, it was Chex Mix.
Right, yeah.
The weird thing was that it was in a Wheaties box. But
that is so Salty.
Well, it's the breakfast of champions.
Yeah. I'm trying to lose some weight, so, I mean, Chex Mix,
sure.
Wheaties is healthier, so I pretended it was Wheaties.
You're lucky there wasn't bourbon in it. That's the
truth.
There
were some fermented cherry, but I left those alone.
Oh my goodness!
So you can fun. Say you've met him and you've lived to tell the story
in the flesh.
Yes. In the flesh. Hey, by the way, Saturday, did you run into any issues? I mean, did you feel like it was fairly easy, or is there some things that you think they could improve on? At least locally.
I thought that the voting itself was easy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I walked in, showed ID. They looked through the paper. They asked where I was. I said Lynchburg.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because there were so many people from all over. Because, like, I'm from Amherst, but mm-hmm. had to go to the same place.
Yeah, yeah. There was Amherst. There was Nelson County. There was Bedford.
Sure.
There was
Franklin County, even.
Yeah, there's a couple more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they just went through, filed my name, highlighted it, and gave my ID back, gave the ballot, said, all right, go.
Yeah. So there
you go. Put it in that box over there that says Lynchburg. Get it done.
Okay. So, and you got to meet Salty. Hey,
it was an adventurous day.
It was dinner and a show. There you go. thanks for joining us, Matt.
Thanks for helping us on our program too. Usually
he didn't scare him off, so that's good.
You know, that's true.
Right.
When you call in, Matt's usually the guy that's picking up the phone,
yep.
and directing you our way, and we appreciate Matt, and he makes sure you guys got to take a break. Quick,
that's right. Yeah, sometimes he has
out of time.
He's like the sheepdog of the group. He
right,
like keeps
exactly.
us all rounded up there.
That's it, exactly.
I like it. Well, it is another beautiful day in Virginia,
mm-hmm.
and lots of folks out there needing to tend to their lawns as I'm driving around. It's looking kind of rough. You know what you guys need?
Yeah.
You need to call Adam Williams, mm-hmm. the weed man. He can take care of all your lawn care and landscaping needs. You can call or text Adam Williams at 434-664-9582. And they can do everything from mowing your grass to mulching, pulling the weeds, trimming mm-hmm. the shrubs. Even if you need chores with like brush removal, right. or maybe you need pressure washing of the, oh my gosh, I had a neighbor who like pressure washed their fence. I mm-hmm. thought it was a brand new fence.
Right, right, exactly.
But just a little pressure washing goes a long way.
Yeah, it does.
So they do that. Mm-hmm. They do the large scale trash disposal mm-hmm. if you've got, you know, some things that need to be taken care of.
Right.
And it really is a name that you can trust. Adam Williams, 434-664-9582, the Weed Man Lawn Care and Landscaping. They can help you get the job done.
Okay.
And looking good.
Yeah.
Do they take down Christmas lights?
I noticed
on the drive. Adam, if you're listening, text me.
My Christmas tree is still up, actually.
It is not.
I asked my wife to leave it up.
Why?
Because I really wanted to enjoy it this year.
Well, it's May.
So. I know. Well, here's the deal. Okay, this was a self-lit light. You know, came with the lights,
uh-huh.
and of course that lasted about a year. Okay.
Okay.
You put it up the next year, it started having failures, you know, like, you know, Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah, because you're only supposed to leave it up for like 30 days.
Well, here was the thing. I cut all those lights away and pulled them out. And we bought some lights and put them in there, right?
Okay.
Right. So we left it up because I believe it's down in Southside. They were leaving their Christmas tree up the month of January to honor healthcare workers.
There were a lot of people who left it up longer because of COVID.
Yeah. Okay. So I decided I wanted to leave it up for the month.
Okay.
And it was looking so good. I asked my wife, can we leave it up till, you know, Valentine's Day? And then somewhere between, I think it was post-Valentine's Day, the top set of lights went out. And I said, can we leave it up until all the lights go out? So the second set of lights went out, and it happens to be, ironically, it's working itself from the top towards the bottom.
Okay.
So I only have, I think, one more section of lights that have to fail, and I'm hoping they hold out until Thanksgiving, and then we won't have to take the tree down. We'll just leave it up, and I'll cut away the lights, pull them through, and put new lights up, and bada boom, bada bing.
Wow.
We've got a Christmas tree.
Okay.
There's no more ornaments. Let me state that. All
okay.
the ornaments are gone. It's just the thing that springs out of the top and the lights.
Okay. So how long are we going to leave that up?
Until the bottom set of lights go out, which I think my wife's going to sabotage it soon.
Yeah. You just need to get a pair of scissors there. He'll still
her
be
birthday,
at work for a while.
Well, it's birthday month for my wife.
Oh, okay.
Her birthday comes up here in about a week.
Okay.
And so I got her first present in, and I just threw the Amazon package under the Christmas tree.
Jeez. All right.
She goes, what is that?
I think the tree should come down after Christmas. Otherwise, I think it loses. Of course, I have a lot of trees. So.
This isn't a live tree, obviously.
Yeah. I have a lot of trees that I put up, so yeah. Of course I'm going to
I'm just trying something
way.
New this year.
Okay. Well, you know what? You do you, buddy. That's
yeah,
all I'm saying.
I'm going to do me, and we're okay. going to do an interview tomorrow. Okay, it's a new movie that's going to be coming out, The Salvage Yard Shine Boys. We're going to be interviewing Chris Henson tomorrow, so we're excited about that. You want to check us out tomorrow?
Also, some of the things we're going to be talking about tomorrow will include there are 6 scams that prey on the elderly. If you have an elderly person in your life, this is something that you're going to want to be aware of and that you're going to want to make them aware of.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that on tomorrow's show. Kind of ran out of time today, but that's okay. We look forward to spending Wednesday with you. And I'm Janet Rose.
And I'm Mark Lamb, and it's hump day tomorrow, so
oh,
we're excited.
Boy.
I get to play my little hump day rap thing with Janet, and all that stuff. Oh, I just did the squirrel. Did you see that? I just danced the squirrel. It's radio. You can't see it.
You're really... Oh, well, I have a video I can share.
Please
text me. I'll hook you up.
All right. Thank you so much, Janet. Hey, make today awesome. We hope that this has helped start your day in a good way. We'll see you tomorrow.